Hurricane Irma significantly damaged some southwest Florida seawalls, the concrete structures that prevent water from coming on land. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida came to Fort Myers to survey the crumbling seawalls. WGCU's Quincy Walters reports.
Right now, I'm in a backyard that has a dock to a canal that leads to the Caloosahatchee River. And the seawalls along this canal have been damaged after Hurricane Irma.
From this one spot, you can see that neighbor seawall kicked out at the bottom. That neighbor seawall collapsed from the center, blown out. And this neighbor seawall, the actual panels broke at the bottom.
Howard Wheeler, whose neighbor has a damaged seawall adjacent to his undamaged one, considers himself lucky because his seawall fared well with the storm. Seawalls can be made out of vinyls or rocks. In this neighborhood off of McGregor Boulevard, the seawall is concrete. Wheeler says all of the seawalls in one given area are connected, and it's like a domino effect.
So there's three different conditions that were created by a similar event in the storm, and they all failed, you know, independently.
Wheeler's been at this house with a seawall for nearly 12 years and has never seen anything like it.
Even Hurricane Charley, we had water about a foot over the wall. No damage to these walls during Hurricane Charley.
Senator Bill Nelson is here observing the collapsing seawall next door.
Now, the good news then for damage like this is that the homeowners can apply for assistance. It may be in the form of a loan, or it may be direct assistance because of remediation, so that you do things like seawalls so that you don't have a problem in the future.
He says the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, should be helping local governments. Cape Coral Mayor Marnie Sawicki says she has not heard from FEMA, and her city with 400 miles of canals needs help with its seawalls.
I'd heard it costs upwards to $50,000 to replace your dock and your seawall. So, you know, we're looking for funding ways. How do we fix this? You can't let one person fix theirs and not the next.
Brent Stokes is the owner of Stokes Marine, a company in Lee County that specializes in docks and seawalls. He says it might cost $500 to $700 a foot to replace a seawall, depending on obstacles like docks, decks, pools, and landscaping. Stokes says Irma caused damage to seawalls that he's never seen before either.
There's never been a storm that's done to the seawalls what this one's done. Andrew, Katrina, you name it.
Stokes says he hopes the building codes of seawalls will change after this. Senator Nelson agrees. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.